Today's topic is contemporary war against the mule. I was thinking to myself that this topic is very appropriate since the whole organization is the beginning of the day, the Torah way, and Raishis Goyim Amulik. We know that Raishis Goyim Amulik, the main power and the negative activity of Amulik is to wreck havoc in the beginning of the day. And that is why many tzaddikim emphasize learning in the beginning of the day to conquer Amulik. There's a Moyer de Gavot of the Oiv Yisroel V'Apte, the Apte Ruv, who said that we ourselves could not actually be successful in overcoming Amulik. We need the assistance of four great tzaddikim. These four tzaddikim are Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Kohath and Levi. These four tzaddikim assist us in overcoming Amulik. The letters of these four are Amulik, Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kohath. The last letters of each of these names spell out the word Nisa. Amram, there's a mem at the last letter, and Moshe, there's a hai, and Kohath, there's a tuf, and Levi, there's a yid. And that's what the Torah tells us. Raishis Goyim Amulik. Amulik has against Amulik also the Kedisha, these tzaddikim Amulik, Vachrisoi, and the soft titus, the last letters, Ade Oivet, bring about the Misa of Amulik. In Parshas B'Shalach, it says, Kiviyot al Kais Ko, Mechuma L'Shem Amulik Do. Rashi says that Yod, Kodesh Baruch Hu, picks up his hand, swearing that as long as Amulik won't be eradicated, erased from the world, the Shem won't be complete and the Kisa won't be complete. Interestingly, the Gaon of Vilna says that that is actually the interpretation of the words evil lemoishev loy. Evil is the aleph uf hay of the three letters that are missing. From kisei, the aleph is missing, and from kol, the vufkai. So the oisius evil, evil lemoishev for the kisei, loy and the shem. 50 years ago, I had the opportunity to hear of a very big tzaddik in America who was not known, but someone told me that he was considered a tzaddik nister, a very special tzaddik. This person was writing Chedusha Torah. Most of his Chedusha Torah was writing Likitim, accumulation of other people's Torahs. But one Torah he wrote from himself. And since I heard that word, every day at davening, I can't fail to remember that word. He says, if you want to form a word from those three letters, evil, aleph of hay, you can write the word hu, hey, vav, aleph. And that's what we say every day by davening. Hu kayom, if the hu will be existing kayom, shmoy kayom, the shem will be complete, the chisoy nuchoin, and also the kisoy shem will be nuchoin. So mamish, every day since I heard that word, I can't fail to remember the word by davening. Interestingly, I was always in a dilemma that I could not understand. What is the reason? What is the logic that Amulik, who is our arch enemy, agrees to let us have a half a shem? It says ka in the Torah. That is not a problem. It's only that Amulik doesn't let us have the completion of the shem, which is the vuvkai. But the ka, the yudkai, he has no objection. He gives it. The Riya Kudish tells us in the Megillas Esther, when Ahasuerus, who was an assistant of Haman, which is Amulik, said, at chatzia malchus, a half a shem I'm willing to give you. This ka, no problem. What is the reason? Why is Amulik so generous to give us a half a shem? So actually I saw two very, very special explanations for this. One I saw from the Jikov, Admor Mijikov, Sefer Imre Noya, says something spectacular. He says there are three points here. There's the past, the present, and the future. Amulek, with all his hate for Klal Yisrael and to undermine Yiddishkeit, the fact that Hashem created the world, he has no objection to agree to that. No problem. Bereishis bore l'kim shma v'uretz, no problem. So the past, he agrees with. The future, that he is going to have a bitter end, he doesn't want to even deny that. It says in the Torah, Achrisa ada oivit. That's agreed upon. What is his problem? Hoivit, the present. That he wants to finish off, that a Yid should not have any motivation, not for Torah, not for mitzvah. That's what they want to keep in form. Now, to write the word Hoye, you can take the letters Yud He and write the word Hoye, the past. If you want to write Yiye, you can also use the letters Yud Hey, and that he doesn't debate with us. So that's why the Kaw can be in remaining standing. It's only the Vufkai to spell Hoyve present. You have to have the Vufkai, and that he objects to. Another explanation why Amulek does not debate with us on the Yud and the Hey is for a simple reason. It's a known fact that the Nari Behida had a very big objection about saying the Shem Yichid before a mitzvah. There's a Chiva in Nari Behida that he objects this saying the Yud, the Yachid Shem Yichid, the Vufkai, this whole idea of saying the Yachid Shem Yichid, the Vufkai, and the Shem Yichid is Kabula. We have no idea what this is all about, isn't it? But the Rishoner, the Bisumi Rishoner, the Big Rebbe said there has to be a plain explanation for every person. If you want to write the word achile, to eat, you'll notice in that word there's a yud and a hey. You want to write shtia, drinking, there's also inside a yud and a hey. You want to write shina, sleeping, there's inside a yud and a hey. On the opposite direction, in spirituality, Torah, there's a vuv in a hay. Avodah, there's a vuv in a hay. Mitzvah, there's a vuv in a hay. The yachad shem yudkai vuvkai, connecting gashmis and rachmis together. In other words, since I know from the Rishoner that gashmis, materialistic matter, symbolizes the yud and the hay, so of course he has no objection. Eat and sleep and do whatever you want. Just don't do Torah and mitzvah. That's the main problem by him. The same thing, the Gemara tells us in how do we fight Amulek? That's what we're actually the topic. So the Gemara tells us, Barutzi Yetzahore, Barutzi Tera Tavlin. I created the Yetzahore and the Tera the Tavlin. Once I saw in a cipher a very interesting point. He says, listen, how do you cook a chicken? You take the chicken, you put it in a pot, you put in water, and you put in spices, comes out very good. What is the main dish, though? The chicken, right? So, l'chayre, according to that logic, it says here in the Gemara, Barusi Yitzahore, Barusi Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the Tavlin is a spice. So, the Torah is not the main thing here. What is happening here? Chazal are telling us as if the Yitzahore is the main point. What's it supposed to be? So, he explains, truthfully, that is the matter. That we come into this world to conquer the Yetzirah. That is the purpose. The way to do it is to learn Torah, then we'll conquer the Yetzirah. That is really the Tavlin. That's the explanation. How much Torah do we need in order to succeed? There's a Moridiga, and just an interesting point in Drushas Chassam Sofer. He says, why is the Gemara called Talmud? Talmud. What's the idea of Talmud? He says, we find in the Mesechtas Arvin a whole story with our Pride that he taught his Talmud 400 times. So the Gemara is called Talmud. Tuf is the numerical value 400. Tuf Lamoid, learn 400 times. The Mishnah we find It's called Mishnah. What's the reason it's called Mishnah? The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Tuni minai arbum zibnin. He learned from the Rebbe 40 times, like it was in his pocket. What's 40 times? Mem shnai, Mishnah. Learn 40 times the Mishnah. On the other hand, we find a very interesting Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara tells us, Umar lei bar hei hei lehilu. Tosfos says, who is this bar hei hei? This bar hei is a ger tzedek. And why is he called bar hei hei? Because like Avruam and Surah, we added on a hei to their names, so on symbolic, he's called hei hei. So this bar hei hei tells Hillel, my dechsiv, there's a pusik in Malachi, v'shaftim v'ri'isim bein tzadik l'rushe bein oivid alakim l'shayna vudoi. Let's take notice. Let's repent and see what is the difference between a righteous person, a tzaddik, or a rusha, a wicked person, oivid alakim, someone who is a servant of Hashem, v'shaloi vudoi, who is not a servant of Hashem. So he says, it's a duplication. This is a duplication. Tzaddik is a oivid alakim, and Arush is a shine of Buddha. What do you have to have these double descriptions here? So Hillel answers Bar Hehe, you're making a mistake. There's only one difference. There's Tzaddik and there's Rusha. What is Oivir Lakim and Sha'ina Buddha? What are those two? Both of them are complete, genuine Tzaddikim. I, says, why do you call one an Oivir Lakim, a servant of Hashem, and one not? And the daimim is a shayna pirkei. My apumim, the my apumech. There's no comparison to someone who learns 100 times to someone who learns 101 times. So Barhei says to him, I don't understand you. For one more time, the man learned 100 times. So he learns one more time, and he's given the title oivid alakim. And the person that learned only 100 times is ainavuda. It's not considered alakim. Why? How is it possible? He says, and it's correct. Check out. Now we have rent a car. Then they used to have rent a donkey. There was in the marketplace where they used to rent out donkeys. Asura pass. If you want to rent a donkey to go 10 miles, it costs one zuz. A chadasit pass to go 11 miles, it costs trizuz. So you see that for one more mile, you have to pay double. Instead of 10, 11, you have to pay already two tuzis. So, you see the difference? Very interesting, I saw in the Ben Ish Chai in his Parish of Shas, he writes, B'derech Halutz, so now he understands why Yisusha was such a big Sara Torah. He was the Rosh Sanhedrin Yisusha. Chamor Gurin. He always reminded himself this mushul of the chamor, the shiksa chamor. So he became a very big, guan in learning. But the question is asked, and there are many explanations, what is the real, actual understanding? What is the difference if we've learned 100 times or 101 times? There are all kinds of seizure to reason, but there is exceptional teretz from the Klai Yukur. Klayukro on Torah in the side of Dvurim, one of the pashas there, he brings a very interesting point. He says, you should know there are two angels, there are many angels in heaven, but we're talking about there's one angel who's in charge of memory. And the name of that angel who's in charge of memory is Zucher, Zayin Chufreish. Numerical value of Zucher, Zayin Chufreish, is 227. There's a malach who's in charge of forgetting. Shikhe. What is the name of the malach who's in charge of shikhe? His name is Shuchach. Shuchach, the numerical value is 328. The difference between this malach, Shuchach, and malach Zucho is exactly 101. Every time you learn something, you conquer the malach of shikhe. If you only learn 100 times, he can still overcome you, because that is the difference. That is why it's chushiv to learn 101 times. That's what Klai Yukur says. Very interesting, there was a story in the Ger Bes Medrash in Shalayim, Rosh Hashanah, in the time of the Lev Simcha, Chisyon Olani. the Baal Tekiah made a mistake. He blew an extra tekiah. An extra tekiah. And he felt very bad, you know, everything has to be perfect. So he went into the Rebbe after davening, and he explained, he was trying to ask forgiveness. He made a mistake. By mistake came out another tekiah. So the lesson said, calm down, don't be excited. It's even lechatchila. There's a minig sfardi, by the sfardim there's a minig, that they intentionally blow 101 koilis, this extra tekiah, lekayim ha'shenemer, and the doimim yishashon yapir kamay pumim, lemay pumim ve'ech. So it came over to me, Ayin Geman. He said to me, what's the connection? What is the connection of this inyan of learning 101 times to the extra tekiah in the Beis Medrash? What is the minig sfardi? What is it supposed to be? So I said to him, it could very well be, according to this Klai Yukor, that 101 brings Zakurin, and since Rosh Hashanah is called Yoyma Zakurin, so we have to have 101. And if that is true, on that token, Parshas Tetzave that we're going to line this week, Parshas Tetzave, the Masoreh tells us at the end of Tetzave, 101 psikim there are in Parshas Tetzave, Kiminyan Mechul. Mechul is 101. What do you have to have 101 psikim Parshas Tetzave? Because it usually falls in Parsha Zuchar. And since we have to remember Hamulik, so we have to have 101. That's the way to solve the problem. You find a very interesting Gemura in Chilin. Humon min haTorah minayin. Where we have a symbolic reference to Humon min haTorah, it says Hamin ha'ayis. We find, and Humon actually is a mulik, so that refers to a mulik actually. Very interesting that Hashem said to Udam Rishon, because you sinned with the Eitz Das, Koitz v'dader tatzmichloch. You will have thorn trees, there'll be weeds, everything will grow wild. I mean, that's what the idea is. Koitz v'dader tatzmichloch. Rabbi Sai, we have to understand there's something extremely deep in this whole union of the Chedai Tzadas and what Hashem is telling with the Marishan. How do we symbolize in one word, practically in one letter, everything that's positive in the world? Mitzvahs, Masim Toivim, Midas Toivis, with characteristics, everything in a nutshell. How do we get it, you know, into one word? So the Mekubalim say the word is Echod. Yichir Hashem. Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. The word Echod symbolizes everything positive in the world. How do we put it into a nutshell, in one word, everything negative in the world? A virus, midas ruas, bad characteristics, sins, everything negative. How do we put it into one word? The word is Avodah Zura, Ayil Acher. Well, notice the Zohar tells us there's Asvin Ravravin, very big Oisius in the Torah. Two of these big Oisius, one is the Dalid of Echod, is a big Dalid, and the Reish, from Ayil Acher, is also a big Reish. Why? Because if you ask a child, what's the difference between a Dalid and a Reish, you also find the problem to notice that very sensitive difference between a Dalit and a Reish. And the Torah is worried that we won't understand the difference between good and bad, and since Dalit of Echod is symbolizes everything positive, and Acher of Avodah Zura is everything negative, so we have to have the bigger thing. And what is actually what shows you the difference is the Koitz, the Shtitzel on the Dalit. That's what differential that makes it the difference between a Reish and a Dalit. That's the difference. So when Udam Reish sinned by Tzadas, what did he do? He caused a mix-up of the good and the bad. Hashem said, "Koitz v'dader tatzmichloch." Dalit Reish, Dalit Reish. It became a mixture of the good and the bad. The Dalit, which is symbolized in Echod, and the Reish in the Acher. And that is what we're fighting with a mulik. Mechumel Hashem Amulek, it says in the Torah without a vuv. Dor, Dalad Rai says the Tver Shleime to symbolize what we're fighting for, to distinguish between the good and the bad. Very interesting that there was this Moridige story that there was once Bishnas Tach. There was a very big Mekibul called Reb Shimshon Stapola who notified Klal Yisrael. It was Mamsha Moridige. I saw in Sefer Tehas Hashia that Tzadik Gadol said he was Mashiach Ben Yosef. It was a very, very big tzadik. And this Reb Shimshon Stapola said that he had a vision from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that there's going to be a terrible decree, a terrible desire, and hundreds of thousands of Yid and Chafer Shulim will be at stake. The only way to conquer this problem is that three Tzaddik Ador should accept upon themselves to leave the world, push it, Kiddush Hashem, and that will save this decree. So he immediately took upon himself he's going to do that, and he asked another two. One agreed, the third did not agree. And anyway, he said, since it was Shnas Tach, he said, if the Gzaira will happen, Mashiach will come. It says in Pusik, Bezois Yuva Arnaka, Zois is the numerical value Tach, Bezois Yuva Arnaka Kodesh. Aaron will come back and start to avoid it from fresh. And the third tzaddik did not want to accept this thing of going up to, that's the whole story, I don't want to go into it. And there was the Gezeiras Tach. It was this Kozak, Kamalinsky, he went and he went from town to town, burned, killed, it was terrible. Anyway, Mashiach didn't come. And there was a very big weakness in the belief of Mashiach. So the Shach, Shapsi Koyen, Shach HaShachanura, wrote a Kol Koyre, a decree to be spread all over Klal Yisrael. The Sefer Paracelsus brings exactly what the Shach wrote there to strengthen the belief in Mashiach. And he writes as follows. Me'ais Hashem hois zois, hineflos benani. True. Bishnas zois, there should have been miracles, nefluos. Ze hayoimus Hashem. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that Rav Shimon Levi met Mashiach. He said, when are you coming? He said, today. End of the day, he didn't come. So he met Eliyui. He said, I spoke with Mashiach in the morning. He said, he's coming today. He didn't come. What happened? He says, he meant, Hayim Kodesh Shmui, if he will repent. They didn't repent. So the Shach writes, Zeh Hayoim Hashem. If we would have been Mekayim the Hayoim and Kodesh Shmui, Nagil Venis Chaboy, so we would have rejoiced. The Shach continues the Kol Koyre. It says in Davening, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Chivit, Fidlet, Zuke, Mavir, and Asura Exire. So on top of Chivit, there's Kol. Soin, Mumoin. Those are the three things that are on top. Soin to fast, Kol to Mispalo, and Mumoin to give Tzedukah. These three, each one of them, their numerical value is 136. Kol is 136. Soin is 136, and Mumoin is 136. So the Shach writes, the Kol, so the three times, 136, is Tach, is Zois. If you would have been Mekayim, all three, Mashiach would have came. But you failed with the Mumoin. One saw on the cipher, right? That could be the meaning. Hakoil Kol Yaakov. Kol is 136. Twice Kol was according to Yaakov. Ava Yadayim was Yadayi Aiso. That was Yadayi Aiso. At any rate, what is so murdig interesting? The Gemara, the Medrash tells us in Esther Rabbah that when Haman had to be hanged on a tree, no tree agreed. It was objection. No tree is willing to take Haman on top. So until the thorn tree agreed. That's what the Medrash tells us in Esther Rabbah. So it says in Surim, it says, Koitz the dar der tatzmiach loch. Koitz, human tuli al aitza koitzim, that chet aitza das, which is from where the amulik, that human derived his power, we were able in bezman, mot chave ester, to conquer the koitz. Aber der Mumma, aber der Dardar, we could not conquer. Dalet Reish is exactly Tach, the numerical value of Tach, to symbolize that the Dardar we could not overcome. So later on, this Chamalinsky, Yemach Shemoy, was a Gilgul of Holland, and he continued Nebuch, the work that Holman started. The Chsam Sefer writes, for that reason, in Megillus Esther, besides Baseres B'nai Homan, there's big letters, small letters, there are two big letters in Megillus Esther. Chur, there's a big ches, and at the end of the Megillah, Batichet of Esther, there's a big tov, to symbolize Tach, that this Tach we couldn't overcome. It's unbelievable. Want to end my words, I think it's getting late, that the Guan says a very interesting word. It says, "Kimul choy emche es zayecha amulik metach v'shemay." The Guan asks, "What's this double lushin? Mul choy emche? What's the double?" So the Guan says something very interesting. "Kimul choy, how will I erase amulik? How will I eradicate amulik with the word emche? With that word, what's the meaning?" So the Guan says as follows. We find three major times fighting against the Mulek. The first was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sent Yeshia to fight the Mulek. So how did it look there? It was Emche. The Aleph was Aaron HaKohen, was holding the one hand of Moshe Rabbeinu out there. Then it was Moshe. Then the Ches was Chur. He was holding the second hand of Moshe Rabbeinu so that he should win the war. And the height is Hashem. The second time was B'mai Mordechai Esther. The Aleph is Esther. The Mem is Mordechai. The Ches is Charvoina. And the high is Hashem. And this Mashiach, that the Ochet Zam will also be with Emcha. How will be Emcha? The Aleph is Eliyahu Novi, who will come to announce Mashiach's coming. The Mem is Mashiach. And the Ches, the Gemara tells us in Sikkeh, Ches Nesichai Udom, eight princes will be coming along. Duvid Yishai Shleime, the Gemara counts those tzaddikim that will be coming with Mashiach. They're called Ches Nesichai Udom and the High of the Shem. We have to be mispalo that in the power of our learning, that we hope will try to strengthen, especially Tiyam Udik of Liv Ma'ach HaShvarish, that will be Zoyech HaTaket, Tanechiyah Samulik, Pavias Tchiyach Tzotkani, Ba'ar Manu Ma'ach.